Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fevered dance with fate.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. This is Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to late, great Dan Fogelberg. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go there and type Barbara Weltman's name into the search engine there, you'll find the body of work that she's deposited with us over the last 13 and a half years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust, a founding member. Can't do without her. Don't forget, while you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon for free by email. And all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Barbara's our guest. She's the tax expert of the world for small business. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's series on small business taxes. The current ones, the ones on the stores right now, are 2011, Barbara, but the 2012s are at the press, aren't they?
2012s for preparing the return for this year, which we'll be doing in the coming year. That's all getting ready right now.
What do we need to know about finishing up our return, helping our tax preparer if we have one of those, get ready for this? I mean, Section 179, that's the direct expensing provision. Where are we on that? What is the amount available for direct expensing?
Right now you have two options. You can opt to expense, which is the 179 deduction, which is up to $500,000.
Right.
Or you can use 100% bonus depreciation. Now, the distinction is the property has to be new for bonus depreciation. The property can be used or pre-owned for Section 179. But for 179, you have to be profitable, mm-hmm. whereas for bonus depreciation, you can create or increase a net operating loss. So if there's a machine that you really need to improve the productivity in your business, you can buy it, even if you finance it. It doesn't matter whether you mm-hmm. finance it or not. Claim the deduction, the 100% bonus depreciation deduction, and perhaps even create a net operating loss carryback that'll give you more cash flow right now.
It could actually be a positive cash flow event, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity, so...
Mm-hmm.
See
now,
what's
the difference, though, in direct expensing and 100% bonus depreciation?
Well, there's no difference to the bottom line. They it's both zero. One has a dollar limit. As I said, one has to be new property. One could be pre-owned. One has to be, you have to be profitable. One, it doesn't matter. They both can be financed. So it you just have to see which is applicable to this particular.
With direct expensing, is there recapture?
With expensing, there can be recapture.
And of course, for the 100% depreciation bonus, that could be recapture there as well.
Well, yes and no. So it depends on how it goes. So it can be a very good opportunity. That's the bottom line.
And I say recapture. I'm talking about, of course, folks. If you buy something for $100,000, and you take the depreciation, and 2 years later, you sell it, and then you got to recapture that. If it's less than the life of the term of the asset, you got to recapture that. Right? That's part of becomes part of the taxes.
There is recapture on. In certain cases,
right.
But it's just depends on the situation.
So what are some of the other things that we need to know about?
Well, one of the things I just wanted to point out, looking ahead, because many people have already finished their returns, is the fact that we now have a good inkling of what the rules are going to be for next year because of the cost of living adjustments from... based on the CPI in August. So we know that the personal exemptions, standard deduction, tax rates, and such are going up next year. And they've been projected based on, the official numbers don't come out till December, but the projections are spot on. And we know, for example, for federal estate tax purposes instead of the $5 million exemption that we have this year. Next year it's going to be $5,120,000. Hmm. So, and what's also going to go up is the wage base for Social Security, for self-employment tax and FICA purposes. Hmm. We don't have the exact number, but it's going to be around $110,000.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's, what is it now, 108 right now?
It's 106, it's 106,800.
106,800, that's the eight. That's where the 8 is, all right?
Yeah.
So,
and so those are the kinds of things that I think are important for business owners to keep in mind right now if they're doing their budgets for next year.
Mm-hmm.
What things are going to cost them tax-wise next year, it could be more, or it could be less. It just, you know, depends on how the COLA's impact.
And that's so, where a tax pro can help you make decisions.
Precisely.
Because you may want to pay some things in advance, and you may want to delay some things, depending on your situation. Is that right?
That is correct. And certainly, I think one of the things that you definitely want to do between now and the end of the year is sit down with a tax pro, assess your situation. Are you in a profit or a loss situation so that you can take strategies mm-hmm. that relate to your situation? Is there still time between now and the end of the year? I mean, one of the great breaks that's set to expire at the end of this year, it applies to certain C corporations, regular corporations, mm-hmm. and that's the opportunity to offer investors or even your employees in exchange for services, 100% exclusion on capital gains for stock.
Ah.
It's an amazing break.
That is a good break. Hold on to that thought, Barbara.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break, folks. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Her website is barbaraweltman.com. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.